one thing that Westminster leaders can learn from it, and I think leaders in Europe can learn, is that it's very there's a very dangerous moment at the moment where the populations of countries feel like very disenfranchised from the kind of political class, if you want to call it that. So you have these votes for parties like UKIP, more extremes, for example, the Front National in France, like anti-establishment votes, because people don't feel like politicians are connecting with them. They feel like political and financial elites are lying to them. And I think it can be very dangerous. I mean, we've seen this before in Europe. And I think the Scottish referendum is a reflection of that. The SNP's galvanised this kind of anti-establishment, anti-Westminster argument. And I think political elites across Europe need to recognise that parties are coming that are much, much worse than the Scottish National Party and can also whip up nationalism in a much more malevolent form. I mean, Front National in France, what's happening there is really quite scary. So politicians need to connect with the electorate again before the situation deteriorates even more.